This is the American Digital Banking Podcast hosted by CPQI. CPQI are the leading providers of digital transformation for the financial markets in the Americas. With a focus on predictive artificial intelligence, DevOps, and cloud migration, we provide managed services including building, implementing, and supporting financial market systems. Today, we're joined by Hassan Maishira. Hassan was voted Upwork's top-rated freelance writer. He's a news writer at CryptoWiser and Coin Journal, and he's a fintech writer and blockchain writer. Hassan writes business books, content for businesses, news content, and articles around financial markets in the fintech sector. Hi, Hassan. Thanks for joining us. For the audience, could you give us a quick rundown of who you are and how your writing is helping consumers?
Hi, guys. My name is Hassan. I'm a content writer with focus on blockchain technology and the broader financial market ecosystem. Over the past 5 years, my writing has been focused on trying to help people understand the financial market. I think the financial market is one of the areas where most people find it difficult. You know, what am I investing in? The charts, the numbers, people actually find it difficult to understand what they mean. So most people invest without actually understanding what they're investing in. So people tend to lose money from their investments. So my goal as a writer is to help readers actually understand the numbers, understand what they're investing in, understand the projects so that they can make very, very wise investment decisions.
So you mentioned that you write about, you know, Bitcoin and blockchain. Do you think Bitcoin and NFTs will influence the financial industry, like the wider financial industry? And if so, how would you say they will?
Of course they will. I think they have even started affecting the global financial industry. A decade ago before Satoshi launched Bitcoin, I think the stock markets in the past were limited to just a few people. Yeah. But with the coming of blockchain technology, the average Joe, you can be in Africa, invest in a project in America, thanks to the power of blockchain technology, Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and so many others. So I think blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies in general have actually made it quite easier, removed the barrier, the investment barrier that has been there in the past. So I think that has been what has happened. Also, I think there will be more changes to come. Financial inclusion is one of the key aspects of blockchain and cryptocurrencies. I think cryptocurrencies will even make it easier for people in the unbanked and underbanked regions of the world to actually gain financial services. So yeah, more changes are going to come in the blockchain industry.
That's very interesting. We recently saw the crash of Luna and several other cryptocurrencies. Do you think crypto will bounce back? And if so, will there be any kind of lasting change from what's just happened?
Yeah, I've been in the crypto sector now for 5 years. I have seen a bear market before. After the bull run of 2017, we saw a bear market 2018, 2019, where Bitcoin went from its 20,000 all-time high to as low as $3,000 before rallying to $60,000. So it has happened in the past. Once you read about Bitcoin, about its history, it has been through several bear cycles where it has lost 60, 70% of its value only to come back and go 200, 300% higher. Yes, the market is going to crash. When the market is going to come back, yes, but when it will bounce back, no one knows yet. There will be lasting changes in the ecosystem. The bear markets can be said as, how can I call it? If you watch these Avengers, where Thanos snapped his fingers and the whole world went on a reset. Yeah, so this is what happens with the bear markets, actually. So many shitcoins are there in the markets. At the moment, we have nearly 20,000 cryptocurrencies, which to me, it's not ideal. Not all of them have use cases. Some are just shitcoins, meme coins that have zero use. So this bear market is going to remove the projects that have zero use cases and leave only projects that have real use cases. So by the time we're out of this bear market, investors will be able to see projects that are in it for the long run, that are in it to provide real world solutions to problems that we currently face. Yeah. So that is what I think this current bear market is going to be. But how long will this bear market last? We don't know that.
Very interesting. Sounds like a kind of reflection of the wider, you know, investment and market. How do you think digital banking transformation has changed the market over the last 2 years?
I think there has been a massive transformation over the past 2 years. If we look at the broader fintech space, we have seen companies like Stripe, like PayPal, like Robinhood, who are mostly focused on traditional financial services, enter into newer spaces. Okay, they have entered into crypto. Robinhood, Stripe, previously banned crypto transactions, but are now back. So I think over the next few years, we are going to see more transformation in the digital banking sector. It is going to become easier, faster, more secure, and actually less costly for people to make financial transactions. We have seen that happen over the past few years, where companies come, such as TransferWise in the UK, that allows you to make cross-border transactions with as little as zero fees. Okay, so we are going to see more companies, more fintech companies pop up to challenge some of these traditional financial institutions and make it actually more secure, faster, and easier for people to make cross-border transactions. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot to look forward to. We're starting to see a shift in the economy. You mentioned some of the shifts in Bitcoin. There have been other shifts. Do you think the war for talent is over?
Far from over. Very, very far from over. The world is seeing new technologies, blockchain, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, so many of them, Web3 coming up. The war for talent is far from over. So many companies are starting to metamorphose into newer models. So there is actually going to be a hunt for talent over the next coming years. Digital talent, if I may say. So I don't think the war for talent is over. I think it is at the start. It is just beginning. Yeah. Especially in this age where technologies are starting to be very, very relevant in our everyday lives.
So how have you responded to the changes in work environments, and how are you enabling yourself to deliver to the best of your ability?
Yeah, actually, this is a very interesting question for me, because after college, after my university, I started working from home directly. I have never been in the corporate world or worked under anyone. I've always been a freelance writer. I think that's 5 years ago when I left college. So, but reading about what is happening all over the world, I think people have to prepare themselves to work more from home. We have to make our homes as very comfortable as the offices are. I think Twitter last year passed a resolution that their staff can work from home for as long as they like. So we have to get ready. More people have to get ready. Tesla wasn't too on board with it, but people have to get ready. So in this question, I actually don't have too much advice for people, because I've always worked online. But if you are work from the office, you have to start getting ready to work from home, because work from home is becoming the new normal all over the world. Yeah.
What role would you say resource augmentation providers play at companies in the financial markets?
This is a very interesting question. Over the past few years, I've actually been on several interviews, and I've realized that sometimes, not based on their own fault, some companies don't actually know what they are looking for. They know they need to fill this role, But what do they get? How do they determine the candidates that best fill this role? It's actually a problem for some of them. This is where resource augmentation providers come in. They actually know the financial markets. They know the industry. They know the rules that workers have to play at each company. So by using the services of these resource augmentation providers, companies will make it easy, will find it easier to fill positions and actually plan for their next growth evolution.
Are there any particular tools or technologies that you think will make a big impact over the coming year?
Like I said earlier, I think a few technologies, blockchain, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and so on, will actually be some of the biggest technologies that will make very big impact in the global economy over the coming year. I think it was in 2020 or last year, the Chinese government actually listed a few technologies, including blockchain, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things. The technologies the Chinese government is going to focus very, very much on. And I think it is the same all over the world. So AI, blockchain technology, Internet of Things, I think, in my opinion, are the technologies that will make a very big impact, not only in the financial markets, but in other areas such as supply chain. We have been having problems with supply chain globally over the past few months. So I think these technologies will actually make an impact in supply chain, in health, in so many other sectors over the coming year and even beyond. Yeah.
What kind of role do you see open banking and crypto playing in the future of the financial markets?
They will play a very, very important role. Cryptocurrency has actually, not many people agree, but I think it has gone mainstream. I don't think there is any major financial newspaper or media outlet that doesn't cover the movement of crypto. Over the past few years, we have seen the entrance of so many traditional financial institutions coming into the crypto sector. So I think over the next year, in the future, we'll see crypto becoming, it will play a very huge role in the future of the financial markets. We're already seeing similar movements between the crypto and stock markets. Both have been tanking very heavily since the start of the year. And there have been talks that, the crypto is affected by the performance of the NASDAQ 100 and the S&P 500 over the past, few months or a year or so. So the cryptocurrency will play a very, very important role in the future of the financial markets moving forward.
Last question. Do you have any advice for anyone who would like to start building a career in digital banking?
I would say go for it. Give it your all. The digital banking space is still in its early days, in my opinion. There is so much untapped. When we look at the crypto space, we have decentralized finance. They are very early. People are starting to realize the value that DeFi is actually providing. So there are so many things we can bridge up. Decentralized insurance, decentralized loans. So many things are happening in the digital banking ecosystem. So there's so much to do. So anyone looking to build a career in digital banking, what I have to say is go for it. Learn all we have to learn about and look at the problems that are affecting both the first world and the third world countries and see how you can provide financial services that will make it easier for people to all over the world to enjoy it.
Thanks so much for joining us, Hassan.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
This was the American Digital Banking Podcast hosted by CPQI. Don't forget to follow us to hear more.